The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
What is going on, y'all? We are back. Another edition of No Bets Barred. This time, UFC Apex 82. We return to the world's most famous warehouse. The best part about this card, Jed, is actually not the fights. It's not that it's at the Apex.
That's not hard, but okay. Just keep telling me.
The best part about this card, 2 p.m., start here on the East Coast, and that is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It's not bad. It's not bad, man. If you're a West Coaster, this is just heaven. You wake up, have a little brekkie, some fights. Man, sometimes I think I wish I lived in California. That would be ideal for exactly a situation like this. But yeah, 2 p.m. O'Connor, don't get it twisted. Friday is when the festivities start. Bellator 301, quite possibly the last Bellator event in history. And if so, they're going out with a bang. So I would say a big weekend, but the UFC card's trash. So medium-sized weekend of fights. Yeah.
Unequivocally, the Bellator card is about better than the UFC card.
Not even close. Not even a contest.
Yeah, it's... I am looking forward to that Friday night. One last run of that Showtime pay-per-view, that intro hits, and you're like, it's time to lose some money. It's time to have a parlay busted by a guy that you took at minus 800 that closed at minus 4,000, and then he loses a 30-27 decision.
Man, I'm going to miss those days, Connor.
Tradition like no other.
Let's go out with – let's celebrate this last one. Let's go out on top by losing money on aggressive favorites.
That's what I do best. It's what I do best. We'll get into Bellator 301 at the end of the show. Before we dive into anything, UFC 295, solid week for me. How did we do at MSG?
Almost dead even. Almost broke dead even. Hit a couple, lost a few. Basically hit the same as I lost. You know, great. Just spinning my wheels is all I was doing from a gambling perspective on Saturday.
We're just waiting for that hot streak to come. I mean, it's always right around the corner.
You know, I didn't feel bad because I had a great time, and that's what mattered the most. 295 was an electric card. Tommy Aspinall cashing out, you know, hitting. It felt better because the bets I won came later in the night, whereas I dug myself a hole and then I dug out of it to get to even, but... So, you know, that was also fun, but it was just fun as hell to watch.
Oh, the man card was amazing.
Look at the man. Tommy Aspinall. Look at the man. Benoit Saint-Denis. I mean, the main card is freaking just finish after finish after finish. Three of them in the first like 2 minutes or whatever. It was awesome. It's a great time.
Yeah. Shout out to UFC 295. A very fun card. Shortest main card of the year so far.
Ooh, that's a good stat. No wonder it was so fun. And look, the rest of the card was also like pretty decent. They know there were some spots that maybe could have been a little bit better, but I had a great time overall. It was, you know, I don't know if this was the best card of the year, but this is one of the, I'll even say it, one of the few cards this year I feel like I got my $80 worth, you know?
That's a good comparison rate of like, was this worth the $80 purchase? I think 291 was. That was a very fun card.
291, I would definitely agree. 290, I also believe, yep, was worth it.
289 was not. Here. 287, I think, was. 285, I think, was. 284?
You can sell me. I understand if people don't, everybody doesn't feel this way. 293 probably was, just because the Strickland upset was so monumental.
Looking
if the rest
back,
of it
was, yeah.
Didn't matter. But, you know, spent the $80 and just watching that in real time is probably worth the $80. 284 definitely was. So, yeah, I don't know. It's about a 50% hit rate. That's not bad.
Not bad at all, man. So, yeah. 295 in the rear view.
Of the week.
296, I'm going to assume, is going to be worth the $80 because that main card is absolutely beautiful.
It's got potential. Main event, don't care that much about, but everything else is spicy. So, yeah. And I mean, honestly, even
I mean, I care about the main event. It's a welterweight championship in the world. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but it's Colby Covington. He hasn't beaten anybody relevant in like 10 years. I don't know what we're doing here.
He could beat someone relevant in Leon Edwards and win the welterweight title.
He's definitely not going to do that. And then Leon's trying to go to middleweight. It's a whole thing. That's annoying. But the rest of this card is awesome. The prelims, terrific. Love the prelims on this card too.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for that, but that's a bit away.
Yeah, I mean, coin flip.
Yeah, I'm going to make a lot of money on Leon Edwards.
Okay. All right.
Make a lot of money on Leon Edwards.
Max bet?
That weekend. Maybe. I could be talked into a max bet on Leon.
I'm not going to be the one talking you into it, but I am looking forward to Johnny 6.
Let me tell you this. I won't be max betting a goddamn thing this weekend.
And that's where we're heading right now. We are heading to
the Apex. I
don't have
good vibes about anything that's happening.
I have some bets down. I do have some bets down. And so that's where we'll head. UFC Fight Night, Brendan Allen, Paul Craig, Apex 82, main event, as I just mentioned, Brendan Allen, Paul Craig, right now.
What a main event.
Main event or last fight of the night? I mean, honestly. Right now, you can get Brendan Allen minus 425, Paul Craig plus 330. Paul Craig, second fight at 185. I'm actually going to use Brendan Allen as a parlay piece. I think his BJJ can hold up to Paul Craig's. I think he can survive it. And then on the feet, I do think that Allen is far better. We've seen Paul Craig sort of just give up on the feet and just kind of demand that the fight goes to the ground. And sometimes that's not successful for him. Johnny Walker, Volkan Ozdemir. But I do think Allen is improving in the striking, being a kill cliff. Paul Craig also, he's been finished in five of his last six losses. I know he had a great debut against Andre Muniz. I mean, Brendan Allen is also coming off a win against, you know, he has beaten Andre Muniz. First to sub him. You know, the younger guy, I feel like he's more on the rise than Paul Craig, who's kind of making a desperation move down to 185. So I will be setting with Brendan Allen, and I'm going to use the under as a little parlay fodder. I mean, Craig, 22 of 24 in his career, have not gone to a decision. And Allen, 21 of 27. These dudes are definitely finishers. It's one of those. This is one of those special ones where, like, they're trying to make the sale to you. So they put on the poster, Brendan Allen, 11 first-round finishes. Paul Craig, 13 wins by submission. It's like when they get, like, a Derek Lewis main event. It's like most knockouts ever.
I mean, they got to sell this somehow because the name brand ain't getting this one across the finish line. I have exactly one piece of breakdown written, and it is Allen is a much better striker, and I think, in parentheses, can keep pace with Paul Craig's grappling. Part of me was maybe briefly tempted by Paul Craig dropping down. I mean, MMA math, he beat Andre Muniz faster. You know, there's that for you, but I was like, yeah, kind of wide odds. What if I'm feeling saucy? And then I asked the Magic 8 Ball, and it was like, do not do that. Do not bet on Paul Craig as an underdog. And so I didn't. So I have no action on this. I think the under is a decent little play, but I have two parlays that I feel quite good about, and thus didn't want to take any extra points here. So for the first time in a long time, I have no action on the main event this weekend.
I will have Allen and Craig in a parlay piece. I'll expect quite a few people to not only be on Paul Craig, but also Paul Craig by submission. Big juicy price tag next to his name, but I feel like we're in agreement on how this one goes down. So let's keep right on rolling to the co-main event of the evening. Jake Matthews taking on the undefeated 24-year-old Michael Morales. And right now, you have Mike minus 285, Jake Matthews coming back at plus 230. Michael Morales, people are saying he's creeping up on Chito Vera as the pride of Ecuador.
Ooh. I mean, that's lofty expectations to place around a young man's neck. I mean, I won't go there, but
I never said that. No. I do want to be clear. I never said that. I'm just saying some people are beginning to make murmurs. There's rumblings about the potential if Michael Morales continues to win, he could potentially overthrow Chito as the pride of Ecuador. I didn't say that.
The problem there is Chito's about to become the UFC bantamweight champion, and I think pride of Ecuador is going to be pretty locked in tight once that is. But I do think Michael Morales is going to keep on winning. I think he's going to keep winning this weekend, mainly because I'm just done with Jake Matthews. I'm out. We talked about this his last time out against Darius Flowers earlier this year. He hooked me. I was like, oh, this man's going to do it. And then Simmelsberger showed him what's up. And he comes out and, yeah, he beats Darius Flowers. But who is Darius Flowers? You know what I'm saying, my guy? I'm just out. I think I got caught up, and now I'm off it. I've got the ick. I have the ick for Jake Matthews. We're not going to be doing that. Michael Morales, I mean, he's bigger, he's faster, he's younger, he's arguably better in all of the phases of the game that are going to take place here. And so I have Michael Morales in a two-leg parlay with another fighter on this card. But yeah, give me the future pride of Ecuador. He'll be there to take over once Chito has won the belt, you know, put up a couple of title defenses and moved on to something else.
You want to know my notes for this one? Not fully sold on 24-year-old Michael Morales yet, but I am not getting fooled into playing Jake Matthews again. Not even at this price, because you mentioned it. After that Andre Fialho win, I mean, he looked like prime Ali in that one, cashed a beautiful underdog ticket for me. I think for you as well, but now we have seen Fialho's last four opponents do that to him as well. So yes, I will be staying away from this one.
I think that's probably smart, but it's not who I'm going to be. I love a big shiny 15-0. That is something I can get behind any day of the week.
All right, let's keep it rolling to the featured bout of the evening. Chase Hooper taking on Jordan Leavitt. Right now, you can have Hooper minus 218. Leavitt coming back at plus 180. Your thoughts on this one? I'm just going to come out. I have no bets. Maybe Jordan Leavitt's getting disrespected with this line. He came out and said that he will make the bookies pay for what they're doing. Hopefully he's not actually betting, though. You know that you can't do that anymore. But he does say that this is a ridiculous line. I'm just not trying to play Chase Hooper at over minus 200. I've been burnt by the guy a couple times. So another one that I will just be sitting back and enjoying.
Look, man, I straight up agree with Jordan Leavitt on this one. Like, I don't know who's laying this price on Chase Hooper, but you're a more trusting soul than I am. I can absolutely believe Chase Hooper wins this fight. It's not like Jordan Leavitt's great. You know, they both are primarily grapplers, and Chase Hooper, certainly a little bit bigger and probably I mean, certainly a more volume heavy striker. Chase Hooper's not a very good striker, but he's willing to strike, and Jordan Levitt's not really a guy who's going to punish him on the feet in the way that we have seen Chase Hooper kind of struggle. But I'm not going to lay this price on Hooper. I'm taking a dog shot. I think this should be a little, maybe Hooper can be a favorite, not this big a favorite though. I think Levitt has it right. I think he's being a little bit disrespected here, and he's cashed as an underdog before. I'm hoping he does it for me again here.
Yeah, Chase Hooper did open up at -258 on DraftKings, now -218. So the money is coming in on the Monkey King. We keep right on
That's
rolling.
Where you want to be as a bettor. You always want to be following the public money. That's just smart gambling.
Yeah, that never goes wrong. Never goes wrong.
Never.
Though I do have,
the
I do
public
have one bet
is historically
week.
Smarter than Las Vegas.
Yeah, always. Always. Yeah, so I do have one bet that has massive line movement. I'll get into that later. It's actually taking place in Chicago on Friday night, but I do feel very confident about it.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And new customers to DraftKings can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Let's keep it rolling. Next up, still on the main card, Peyton Talbot taking on Nick Aguirre. Right now, you can have Talbot for the short favorite odds of -850. Aguirre coming back at +575. You taking another dog shot here? You going +575 on Aguirre?
I'm not, because I really like Peyton Talbot. This year, earlier this last month, debuted a new article that I'm going to be doing every year, twice a year, I guess. Reviewing all the contender series signees from the previous season at the end of it. And Peyton Talbot is one of the guys I put in the category I titled Big Paws on the Puppy. Basically as like a very solid prospect, young dude with some real potential to him. And look, I mean, we know what's going to happen here. Nick's going to try and take him down. Talbot definitely needs to work on his defense, but he's got great pressure, big, young, got good boxing. I would never bet Talbot at these odds, mind you. Like, he's way too green to be betting, to be laying this kind of juice on him. But I'm not going to bet Aguirre just because I think Talbot is going to get it done here.
Yeah, I'm with you on what's going to happen. I really do think if Talbot stuffs about two takedowns and it stays standing, I think he's just going to I think he's going to spark a gear.
Fight's over. If he steps two, fight's over. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually am with you. If a gear gets this down and he can get a good position, like the butt cheeks are going to get clenched of a lot of parlay people around the country. I did parlay Peyton Talbot up on Sunday evening. So this is Sunday evening. It's now Tuesday. So 48 hours ago, he was minus 550. And I was like, man, should I really be playing this on such a green guy? And I said, yeah. I feel very confident he's going to win. These lines now, he could close minus 1,000. On BetOnline right now, he's minus 900.
And that's just insane. Like, honestly, that's just like worth a shot on McGuire. Just like Talbot's 6-0. He's good, promising, but he's
Bellator-esque.
He's 25. It's Bellator-esque. Yeah, I mean, this fight should just be happening at Bellator is what it should be.
Honestly. I did also play Talbot by KO, minus 140 on that.
That's not a bad price.
We'll see what happens, though. I mean, Apex cards are what burn me.
I mean, they burn everyone, but, you know, McGuire's never been knocked out, right? I don't think so. I think his loss was a decision. Earlier this year, right? So, okay. First time for everything, though.
First time for everything. Let's keep it rolling on the main card. 6-fight main card. Amanda Ribas taking on Luana Pinheiro. No bet for me here. Think Ribas probably gets it done, but right now, Ribas sitting at minus 250, Pinheiro at plus 205. The chin for Ribas is getting a little bit sketchy. I don't really think Pinheiro's one to crack it, but move back down to 115. I don't know. There's a lot of fights that I just really don't want anything to do with financially this weekend.
See, I agree with that exact sentiment. That's why I'm on this fight, because I was trying to find fights on this card that I wanted to be involved in strictly to get some fights on this card. Because like, I'm not even on the main event. This is the one, I won't say I feel great about it. It's one I feel better than like, picking Nicholas Mota, Trey Ogden, or whatever these fights are going to get up talking about. And I just really like Ribas. I've kind of always been a fan of hers. Chin maybe getting a little questionable, but I don't think Pinheiro is the one who's going to take there. I think Ribas is probably the better wrestler. I mean, not probably. Ribas is the better wrestler and grappler and certainly can compete on the feet. And we've seen Ribas stumble, but she stumbles when she's getting a step up in competition. I'm not sold that Pinheiro's there, even though she's on a pretty good run right now. So Ribas is the other parlay piece with Michael Morales. The two of them I got pays out just under even money.
All right. There it is. Amanda Ribas, Michael Morales. That's the two-leg parlay. Let's go to the last fight on the main card. This one ain't even up on Tapology yet. But it has been reported Johnny Parsons out of the fight against Uros Medic. And now, our man, Moltobek Orobai, stepping in on short notice. He's got 3 LFA fights. Folks, you need to look at this name, because I had to go listen to it about 8 times before I think I have something close to it. Used to looking at tough to pronounce names. This is one of the toughest. MYKTYBEKOROLBAI. Moltobek Orobai.
That, I'm glad you went, and this is why you're a professional. You did the research. You went and looked and listened and heard. I would not, I mean, Orobai I might have gotten, would not have gotten Moltobek. That's just not Mick Tibbick. Like, I don't know what I would have had, but it wouldn't have been the right one. I won't pretend I watched 0 LFA on this. I probably have seen them because I tend to watch LFA. Nothing's jumping out at me, like, on, you know, off the top of the old dome here. But are there even odds up on this?
Yeah, no odds up for this one just yet. One thing that I do want to see is what the under comes in at. Medish, kind of like Charles Oliveira, Tom Aspinall, Jessica Andrade type. I always just play the unders and usually works out for me. He's never been to a decision. Orobai, 10 of his 13, no decision. And I think he fought like a few weeks ago in LFA and got a first round knockout. So curious to see where that comes in. Maybe I do another violence parlay, but we shall see. Let's get to the prelims, huh?
hold up, because that is, I do want to say that is the shame, because with the Parsons fight, I was, this was going to be one of my bets when I was doing, I was like, ooh, Roseman, man never goes to a decision, not the doctor. Plus we all love Slugger, not Johnny Parsons. And then that didn't happen. So, I liked Uros Medic by KO TKO. I'm not sure I feel the same way, about this young man from LFA.
Yeah, I was on, the under 2.5 -200, felt good about that. But unfortunately we will not get to see that happen. Curious to what they line it now. All right, next up, Nicholas Mota taking on Trey Ogden. Right now you can have Nicholas Mota for -1. Wow. I am just having a hard time. There it is. Nicholas Mota -135. Trey Ogden +114. You got anything on this fight?
I do not. I briefly considered Mota just strictly because Extreme Couture is like having such a moment, but there's about to be a big run of these fights where I'm like, I don't really have a ton of great thoughts on what's about to happen on Saturday. And this kicks us off with that stretch. So nothing from me.
I did go with Mota. Obviously a concern is the chin. He's been finished 5 times, 6, if you include that, that tough fight that he had, but Ogden's never KO'd anyone. And on the feet, I think Mota is just far more dangerous. I think he's defensively sound enough to get the job done here. I think he stuffs the takedowns, especially early. I think he can be the first one to knock out Trey Ogden, the Samurai Ghost.
And a lot of good quality nicknames on this fight card.
For anything that this card lacks, it doesn't lack great nicknames. All right, let's keep it rolling to the next fight. Women's bantam weight bout. If you weren't having a good enough of a time, now we get Aileen Perez taking on Lucy Pudilova. And right now you can have Pudilova for -198. Perez -198. Pudilova coming back at +164. I have nothing on this fight. I don't know about you.
Nope. I think Perez is going to win. I don't want to lay this odds. I perked up when you said Pudilova -190. I was like, ooh, did something happen? No. Yeah, I think Perez is going to win, but how can you have a ton of confidence in her given what she showed thus far?
Yeah, that was a mistake on my part. We keep it rolling to a heavyweight bout. The man, the myth, the friend of Tommy Aspinall, Mick Parkin, taking on Caio Machado. Right now, Mick Parkin, big favorite, -360. Caio Machado coming back at +285. I do have a bet here. I actually took Parkin by KO +160. He's -330 on the money line. He's a heavyweight with 5 of his 7 wins coming by knockout. Both these dudes are high volume for the division. Don't think Machado is very defensively sound. I think someone's going to get clipped. I'm going to go with the man taking the inspiration, taking the pride of Manchester, the pride of Wigan, Tom Aspinall, using that motivation and doing the exact same thing on Saturday night. Mick Parkin KO +160.
I love the energy, but you know my rule. Not betting on fights between guys with 10 fights. You know, got to give me a little bit more. I'm certainly not betting on Mick Parkin, who I believe will win, but just not enough grease on the wheels here for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You got to pull something on this one. Let's keep it rolling to the next fight. Joe Anderson Brito taking on JSP Jonathan Pierce. Very closely lined fight right now. You can have Joe Anderson Brito -130. +110. I'm sorry. I'm really struggling reading the odds today, man. We're just off our game. JSP coming back -130. Don't have a side. I am on the under. Brito cracks. Pierce is live for a finish. 3 straight first round finishes for Brito. 11 of his last 14 have ended by finish. And JSP, 14 of his 18 fights have not been to a decision. So I will be going with the under 2.5 in this one.
What'd you get the under at?
-165.
Money's come a little in on that. But I like the bet. I have nothing on it, but your breakdown's exactly what I have written. I mean, Pierce always going to be live for a finish, but Brito hit real, real hard, and that also makes him very live. So didn't want to take a side. It was too close. But I do think that under 2.5 is a good bet.
Next up, our man, Jose Johnson, taking on our other man, Chad and Hellinger right now. You can get Chad +154, Jose Johnson coming back at -192. I do not have a single bet on this fight.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. I'm not involved in this one either. Jose Johnson probably wins, but I'm just not going to back a man who got twisted, you know? That doesn't seem like good bets.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Blame you there. Let's keep it rolling. A no bets part exclusive here. Another one, not even on Tapology yet. Christian Leroy Duncan, CLD. It has been reported he'll be taking on Dennis Tillulin on short notice. Just made this one. Don't have odds. Another one that I'm not going to play a side, but I like the under. 7-9, under 2.5 for CLD. Tillulin, 9 straight, under 2.5. So if they make it a playable number, maybe I'll do this fight and the Medich. I'll do a short notice under 2.5 parlay. I think that's what I'm thinking.
Ooh, now that's something. Now you're cooking. That's how you make chicken soup out of chicken shit, or whatever that line that Brock Lesnar said a bunch when he coached Tough was. Just solid. That's how you make the best out of situations like this where they're not even, it's fight week. Tapology didn't even come up. What are we supposed to do with this? So I like where you're at, but yet again, I'm going to not have a bet.
Let's keep it rolling. Flyweights. Flyweight under is not back. That's confirmed. Heartbreaking, and they're probably not going to be back. And it looked pretty good in that first round. They were going. I mean, they were going the whole fight. But man, it's unfortunate that it didn't work out for us.
Both flyweight bouts were like, no.
Yeah, and it's probably not going to be back with this one. Rafael Estevam taking on enemy of the flyweight understate, Charles Johnson. A very closely lined fight. Estevam -135, Johnson +114. I will be playing the over 1.5, just kind of as like a little, sort of as like a little jab to Charles Johnson. You know, he fooled us once in the Jimmy Flick fight, being like, this guy's a flyweight under, and then, you know, 4 or 5 in the UFC via decision. So yeah, I feel good about the over 1.5 hitting here.
I love that.
Use it as a little parlay place, a little jab, a little get back on Charles Johnson there.
I love that so much. I almost spite bet the over 2.5 just because flyweight under seemed to be rubbing it in our face. But then I thought I couldn't live with myself. I can't do that to something that was so good to us for so long.
No. No, it was a great era. It was a great era. Let's get to the last fight of the night. Lucas Alexander taking on Jekka Sari. Right now, Lucas Alexander, big favorite. Big favorite. -470. Jekka, +360. I'm using Alexander in a parlay. Jekka's first fight at 145. He lost to our boy Jubilee that our man Breeden took care of. All three of his losses are by finish. I just rate Alexander higher. I think he's going to be able to get this fight to the mat. I think he's going to be able to get on top, and he's going to be able to finish the fight.
It's going to be a shocker. Not betting this fight because I don't care about it. Not even a little bit.
Curtain jerker.
I looked at this fight and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to not focus on this. I'm going to go do some Bellator work because those fights are fights I care about. So
I love it. I love it.
I'm capped out with 1, 2, 3 bets on this card, but I am going to add a fourth. I think I am going to tell you on the Brito JSP under 2.5 because I do like that bet a good deal. So I'll have 4 fights on this card. And I guess there's some world where the Magic 8-Ball told me no on the main event. So if Paul Craig wins, I'll know I can't trust the Magic 8-Ball. But if he doesn't, I'll know the Magic 8-Ball still has my best interests at heart. But yeah, it's going to be a pretty weak Saturday betting-wise for me.
Yeah, I took Brito Pierce under 2.5, Moda Moneyline, Talbot KO, Parkin KO, parlayed up Lucas Alexander, Peyton Talbot, Brendan Allen. And I will parlay up Johnson Estevan over 1.5 and Alan Craig under 3.5. And then maybe do that short nose replacement under 2.5 parlay. But yeah, small betting slate for me. I also do have a 2-week parlay with Lucas Alexander, Larissa Pacheco, and Kayla Harrison. Shout out to the PFL World Championships next year, next week. But yeah, Bellator 301, we had the Chicago. Some great fights on this one. We're not going to go through every fight. I mean, there's 16 of them. But I mean, you got Yaroslav Amosov, 27-0. You got Sergio Pettis, Patchy Mix. The rematch, Rafion Stotts, Danny Sabatello. You got AJ McKee taking on Sydney Outlaw. Patricky Pitbull with Shabli. I mean, there's some good fights to be had, man. Archie Colgan, undefeated prospect, getting in there. Cody Law has burned me many, many times. Ramazan, Kurammagomedov. Yeah, there's a lot of good fights. So do you have any bets down on Bellator 301?
I got a lot of action on Bellator. Ooh. Well, a lot, maybe overstating it.
But, okay.
I have action on 5 of these fights.
Let's hear
Shockingly, it's all 5 of the main card fights. So I considered a couple of the unders as well, the undercards. So do you have any action on Bellator?
Yes. So single bets that I have is Tyrell Fortune and Marcelo Gomes under 2.5 -200.
Love that bet.
I mean, you're just talking about some big old heavyweights getting in there who get a lot of finishes. I want to say, I think it's 12 of Tyrell Fortune's last 14 have gone under the 2.5. Marcelo Gomes, I mean, many, many finishes on his record as well. I don't have the exact numbers, but these guys don't go to a decision often. Marcelo Gomes, 2 decisions in his 14-fight career, and Tyrell Fortune, 4 decisions in his 17-fight career. So under 2.5 there.
Big heavyweights getting after it. Love that fight.
I played Amosov on Sunday. That line is gone now, but I knew I wanted to play him. I thought I was going to have to use him as a parlay piece. I'm sitting on a hefty bet of Yaroslav Amosov -220. I would also use him as a parlay piece. I really like his chances here. I mean, when you're 27-0, it's kind of hard to pick against you. I have been eyeing...
that is very correct.
Been eyeing that Stotts Sabatello line, man. Coin flip, rematch. Stotts already got it done. Only 3 rounds this time. I don't know.
Let's talk about that fight in just a second. I'll go top down because, like I said, I got stuff on all five of the fights. I might add a few more if we get some props. I know not every book does Bellator props. We'll see how that shakes out as we get closer. It's the final fight. Final fight card maybe of all time. Let us eat a little. I am using Amosov as a parlay piece. 27-0. That's what you would call good, Connor. And 28-0, it's not far away from catching Khabib's 29-0, which to my knowledge is the longest undefeated streak in the history of this sport. So, you know, keep watching on that. I do like Jason Jackson, but I don't like him to beat Yaroslav Amosov. I'd like him to be not a live underdog, but he is going to compete while getting pretty thoroughly outclassed, I think, in this fight. So I've got him in a Bellator parlay. It's him. Obviously taking AJ McKee, which is one of the most talented fighters, you know, in Bellator. A Sydney Outlaw, perfectly solid, perfectly scrappy fighter. But we've seen him kind of fall short against the bigger names, the Taofeek Musaev, Michael Chandler. I think AJ McKee is going to do the exact same. And I'm not breaking any news here. I'm not being a genius where others are not, but I believe that Alexander Shabli, one of the very best lightweights in the world. I mean, he's on like a 10-fight winning streak or whatever and has been looking very, very good of late. And Patricky Pitbull, I don't think is particularly good. Like, he's fine. He's a perfectly fine guy, but not the same quality here. I think Shabili's going to take him. So I've got those 3 in a parlay that pays out at -110 odds. The co-main event, Sergio Pettis taking on Patchy Mix. I have been a big Patchy Mix supporter, Connor. I thought, I think there's an argument he might be the best bantamweight in the world. You know, I thought this before Sean O'Malley beat Aljamain Sterling. I'm not saying he is, but I think you put him in against anybody in the UFC's bantamweight division, he has as good a chance as anybody to get a W. That being said, we've been underestimating Sergio Pettis. Maybe not us, but the collective MMA community has. Last three fights, he has been an underdog. He has cashed each of those tickets. Beat Juan Archuleta, knocked out Kyoji Horiguchi, beat Patricio Pitbull. Like, I'm trying to put respect on this man's name. And so for that reason, a plus 230, what if he keeps the streak alive? He's done it three times in a row, cashed an underdog. Plus 230 now, I'm going to do it again on him. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
then you got to wait and see if Anthony puts in the bet. Feels like Anthony bets on him every time. You said, like, we've been supporting Patchy Mix, and we got some great prices on him. This one not so great, almost minus 300.
Mm-hmm. It's a big price on him. And so, like, I came into this, like, before I looked at the odds, I was like, very excited to bet Patchy Mix, probably be closely lined set. And then I looked at the odds, like, not going to do it. And Sergio keeps proving the doubters wrong. Maybe it stops here, but maybe not. Maybe we all just keep underestimating this dude. So at plus 230, taking a dog shot. We'll see what happens. And then let's get to that Stott Sabatello fight, Connor, because I have a bet on that fight. More importantly, the robots have a bet, because this is your ChatGPT bet of the week, Connor. Last week, ChatGPT got back on the right track, correctly predicted Tom Aspinall, even predicted Tom Aspinall first round KO, just saying. ChatGPT now lifetime 13-7. We had a little dry run there in the late summer, couple of cold spots. We're getting back to it. I put in all the data, put in all the info, and this is what ChatGPT said. I won't bore you with it. It believes it's going to a decision, which I think is fair. Judges' scorecards are read. Decision was met with mix of cheers and disappointment because Ralphie and Stotts has earned a hard-fought victory. The breakdown was essentially this fight's going to look a little bit similar to their first one, only three rounds instead of five. Sabatello can, you know, has some success with the wrestling, but he doesn't have enough offense, and Stotts can stop a lot of Sabatello's wrestling and is a more well-rounded fighter all around. Personally, outside of the robots, I was a little concerned. Maybe Sabatello can just lay on Stotts. It's easier to do that over three rounds than five, but I think, one, I'm just going to trust ChatGPT with my life at this point. And I think I would just like this bet anyway, given what we saw. So I'm on Ralphie and Stotts at minus 110, and it is the ChatGPT bet of the week.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get around to anything here. I was on Stotts the first time around, but I don't know. It was a close fight. It was dicey. Should not have been a split decision. Should not have been a 50-45 for Danny Sabatello. But
one of the worst scorecards of all time.
Of all time. It is what it is. But yeah, I might just stay away and watch this one. Maybe I'll use the over 1.5 as a parlay piece if we get it. Maybe I'll just use the over 2.5 because I feel
terrific,
like,
parlay piece.
Feel like this one is likely to go to a decision. You mentioned some props. We do have props right now for the Amosov fight. Amosov by points -135. By KO +300, by submission +800.
Ooh. I mean, my gut sort of says by points, because in general, Jason Jackson has been a very durable fighter. I'm trying to think of when
he's a decision
and if I'm pulling him up
machine.
Right now. I mean, yeah, he himself is a decision machine. I'm trying to think of his losses. I just pulled it up. Ed Ruth, decision. Ankle injury TKO loss, and then a loss by TKO to Hader Hassan in 2013. So a decade since Jason Jackson's been finished. Amosov himself, not like the world's best finisher either. So Amosov by decision is, don't hate that. Don't hate that even a little bit.
Yeah, -135. Not a bad shout there.
A much better price. I honestly might just take that one while we're here on top of the parlay piece, because you can get the dub. Why not?
I am going to, I did do a parlay, Ramazan Kurmagomedov. I used your boy Shabli. I do think he gets it done against Pitbull. And then I used the Alan Craig under 4.5. That's when I used that violence there. So that's all I have on Bellator right now. Any other bets that you have that you feel strongly on?
No, that's it. I mean, I might mess around and see if I get any on the undercard. The Fortune Golem, I may end up tailing you on. I think that's a good bet. And why not bet on heavyweight Bellator fights if you can, you know? That's just good.
Yeah, I might add something with AJ McKee. But we shall see, you know? He's a solid fighter.
He's a really good fighter. I believe very he's going to beat Sydney Outlaw pretty comfortably. He's very, very good. Plus, he's got to show out. He might be a free agent in months. He wants to make sure he's getting top dollar from either the PFL or the UFC, whoever's making the bids.
All right. I think that'll do it then.
We've done it.
Bellator 301 in the books. Sounds good to me.
Bellator in the books, maybe.
Bellator in the books, thank you. And thank the heavens.
And the UFC just keeps rolling on. Before we get out of here, I do have to ask you a question. I'll ask it on air. Are we doing a PFL MBB for next week?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm going to have bets down, so we might as well.
I think we can shoot for like a 30-minute real quick episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Maybe even like 25.
I can't imagine the odds are going to be spectacular on several of them. Well, then, you'll see us next week, everybody. It's been real.
Oh, it's been very real. PFL Championships next week. Thanksgiving next week. See you then.
Love ya.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.